Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you, when you're going somewhere with someone else, have to be the driver? Because if you're the driver, you're the one who's in control. You ultimately control where you go. You control how you get there, if it's a fast or slow ride, a smooth ride or not. You control the music. You're in control even of the heat or the air conditioning. As the driver, you're the one in control. And generally speaking, as people, we like to be in control. It doesn't often feel good to us when we're not in control. Well, today as we look at God's word for us from Mark chapter 6, Jesus makes it clear that he is the one who's in control. And that is a good thing. And so our scripture reading begins. We go back to the beginning of Mark chapter 6 in verse 45. That Jesus compelled the disciples to go out on the boat to cross the sea. And so they went, they got on the boat to cross the sea, and to put it very simply, it was not a good experience. As it says again in our reading today, they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. Making headway painfully, because the wind was against them. Now here in Mark's gospel, we actually don't have any other details than that. But between those words and Jesus' reaction, we know that it was a difficult experience, a terrifying experience for those disciples. And Jesus was up on the mountain praying. But he certainly was aware of what was going on with his disciples. They weren't that far from him. He knew where they were, and he knew exactly what they needed. And so Jesus, he went to his disciples. Now, you've heard me emphasize this before in other portions of Scripture, but it's so important to emphasize again that Jesus went to his disciples, that he is the one who went to them right where they were. Now, some of you may be saying, but didn't it actually say he meant to pass by them? And you're right, it does. Scripture right here says he, Jesus, meant to pass by them. Except that phrase here does not mean that he meant to pass by them as to avoid them all together. Because for one, he's Jesus. If he wanted to avoid them, don't you think he could have? Couldn't he have just gone a different way if he had wanted to avoid them? Or maybe not even gone out to the sea at all. But much more than that, this phrase to pass by in Scripture, when used to describe God, describes the fact that he brings his presence to his people. Most commonly, we see this in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Exodus. We see that Moses was up there on the top of the mountain, receiving the Lord's commandments, his word for his people. He was certainly in the presence of God. And in Exodus, it says that God passed by Moses. He brought his presence near to him. So for Jesus to pass by them is not as if he wanted to avoid them altogether. But rather, Jesus went to his disciples, right where they were, literally in the, right where they were, as he walked on water. Truly amazing miracle, not just walking on water, but walking on water in a terrible, tumultuous storm. He walked to them, and he authoritatively said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got in the boat, and the wind ceased. What was once terrifying and painful was gone. Jesus makes it clear that without a doubt, he is Lord. He is the Lord God, the ruler of creation and over all things. He's the Lord. It's a word that we use often here in worship, but we don't necessarily use often in the rest of our lives. It's not one we usually use in school, which I know is not time for school yet, but we don't usually use it in school. We don't often use it in our workplaces. We certainly don't use it frequently when we go on vacation. But think about what it means. To be Lord means to rule, to reign, to tame, to govern. Or to put it another way, to be in control. He is the Lord God who is in control over all things. The same Lord God who all the way back in the book of Genesis, since the very beginning, has been in control. We heard in our Old Testament lesson today from Genesis chapter 9 about the flood. The great flood that God caused to come over the entire earth. The entire earth. And then God who made those waters subside. And then God who put that rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise that he would never again do that. Showing that he is in control. He always was and always will be. And that God is the very same God who right there in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ, walked on water. Showing that he is the very same God who's in control over all things. He is the Lord God. As it says in Colossians chapter 1, for by him, Jesus, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on heaven or on earth, making peace by the blood of his cross. That by him all things were created, through him and for him. He was before all things, and in him all things hold together. That in him the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Jesus makes it clear, he is the Lord God. And yet, the disciples didn't get it. They didn't understand. They didn't fully grasp who he was showing himself to be. Now, on the one hand, it was reasonable, or if you could say, okay, that they were afraid. That they were terrifying during the midst of that storm. Because could you imagine? Terribly painful winds, likely huge waves? I'd be scared. That's something to be scared or afraid of. It'd be as if you were walking down on a trail, hiking in the woods, and there's a giant brown bear in front of you. You should be scared. There's some things that are okay to be scared of. This common sense fear that God instills in us. But what was not okay is that the disciples didn't understand who he really was, especially after he had shown them who he was. As again it says in our reading today, they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. That just recently they saw the miracle of the loaves, the feeding of the 5,000. And after that, they didn't understand who he was. And even still after this, walking on water, controlling the earth, they still didn't fully understand who he was. And unfortunately, isn't that the same for us? That we too don't fully understand who he is at times in our lives? Because we too, like the disciples, have seen. We have seen and heard that he is the Lord. Now, no, not exactly in the same way, because I think I can speak for all of us and say that none of us have seen Jesus walk on the water. None of us have seen Jesus stand on the sea before us as we're sailing across the water. Some of us have never even gone sailing across the water before. But we have seen and we have heard that Jesus is Lord. Through his word, through holy baptism, through holy communion, through those moments in our lives which some people refer to as God moments, or those smack you in the face moments where God is making it evidently clear he always has been and always is with you, or even through the simple things, the fact that God provides all that we need for this body and life. And yet we too at times don't fully understand him to be Lord, in control over all things, when we're afraid of things that we need not be afraid of, or when we lose hope or full trust in him, or when we think that we're in control, as if we have control over this world, as if Jesus is only in control of some things, the things that we give to him. And it doesn't make it any easier to fully understand who he is when we live in this world. We live in this world which is full of plenty of storms, if you will. The bad things that happen in this world. A pandemic that never seems to end. Conflict, broken relationship, loss, so many other things that bring pain and heartache to our lives. And those things are going to continue. Because Jesus, in our reading today, is not saying that he came in this world to bring an end right here and now to all of those things. Sure, he ended that storm for the disciples. He calmed that storm. But he still allows for plenty of other storms, literal and non-literal storms, to occur in this world. Many of them causing far too much destruction than we would imagine. And one day he will bring an end to all of those. But today, they exist. Today there's still sin and the devil and death and brokenness. But the point of our reading today is that Jesus is here to say that in all and through all, he is in control. He is the Lord God. And that gives us great comfort and confidence. That because Jesus is in control over all things, over all of creation, he is in control over a pandemic. He is in control over conflict. He is in control over broken relationships. He is in control over death. He is in control over every single thing. Because he is the Lord. He is the Lord God. We have seen it and we have heard it. And even when we don't fully understand it, it still is true. And he still, praise be to God, he still comes to us, finds us right where we are to remind us and make sure that we know that he is Lord, he's in control, and that's a good thing. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.